Now, you can make the same argument, a very similar argument, I think, in relation to World War II, but we have a lot more evidence. So, what a lot of men and women say is that the atmosphere, both in Britain, which was being heavily bombed, of course, and abroad, was again of crisis, and the idea that in crisis, actually anything might go. So, the kind of moral stricture that a lot of men and women described before the war loosened up during the war years, as men and women travelled away from home, went abroad, moved to the city, were moving around, living with new people. And a lot of men and women remembering these years remember the affairs they had with other men and with other women during this period. And producing, I think, even for those that weren't having those relationships with other men and women, I think what others found was that there was nothing so very wrong in the in these affairs, and I think that we can identify a kind of opening out of attitude. And there's a wonderful example of that in during the Second World War, and this is an account by a guy who describes a very camp former chorus boy who worked on a ship in the Royal Navy, and he said that this guy had the job of relaying messages from the captain to the rest of the ship. And this is the quote from the guy that was interviewed. He said, "At moments of high drama, Freddie sometimes diffused the tension by camping it up. So when the captain issued orders to open fire, Freddie simply repeated, 'Open fire, dears,' which would crack up the troops." He was immensely popular on ship. And I think we get this idea that whereas on the one hand we can think about this kind of secret, hidden sexual subculture, we also get context in places like this where it was kind of an open secret and something that other men on board this ship were overtly supportive of. And Freddie apparently became a kind of mascot for the ship and was immensely popular.